Service members who lose their lives in combat are often on the forefront of the public's minds on Memorial Day. However, in reality, more veterans lose their lives from suicide related to their service than on deployment. Late last year, the Department of Veterans Affairs released a 2020 National Veteran Suicide Prevention Report, looking at extensive data gathered 2 years prior. According to the report, around 6,400 veterans died by suicide in 2018 alone. By contrast, between 2001 and 2018, 7,000 enlisted troops have died in conflict zones. Advocates for veterans are using Memorial Day as an opportunity to both remember service members who lose their lives battling mental health challenges and to educate the public on how to help prevent suicide deaths. One such advocate is Dr. Lisa Brenner, a research clinical psychologist and director of the Rocky Mountain Mental Illness Research Education and Clinical Center, or MIREC, at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Memorial Day is a very meaningful day to me and all of us who work here at the Rocky Mountain MIREC and at the VA, because we're certainly thinking about kind of some of the successes we've had, but also challenges and this ongoing challenge around suicide. The challenge around suicide is not only a veterans challenge, but it's a national challenge. Suicide rates are up, not this past year, but in general, suicide rates have been up across the country and all demographic groups. And the Rocky Mountain region really is a high-risk region. If you look at data from Colorado, from Utah, from Montana, we are really very high when compared to other states.
According to that 2020 National Veteran Suicide Prevention Report, in 2018 in Colorado, the veteran suicide rate had reached record numbers and was significantly higher than the national average, with more than one veteran dying by suicide each week. I asked Dr. Brenner what the Rocky Mountain MIREC is doing to help prevent suicide deaths and what resources they've made available to veterans as well as their friends and families.
We're really engaged here in a number of different activities, both, you know, at the patient level, at the provider level, at the community level, and then working with folks across the country to really make a difference at all levels. And one thing I really want to highlight for folks today is, you know, this is like everybody's business. Everybody can be engaged. Everybody can be learning how to kind of recognize when folks are having challenges, can know more about what resources are available to individuals, whether that's the Veterans Crisis Line or local crisis lines or local crisis resources. And I always like to say to folks, you know, you never want to plan for a crisis during a crisis. So if folks could take a little time ahead of the crisis or ahead of kind of knowing that folks in the community might be struggling and know how to help individuals or how to recognize things, that would be a great Memorial Day activity, I think. In terms of the work that we're doing, we do research, as our center would suggest, and really trying to identify new best practices, but also really trying to figure out how to help care providers, healthcare communities, and communities on whole engage in best practices. And one thing we've been really involved with across the VA is universal screening for suicide risk. VA has now engaged in the largest ever U.S. effort to screen everybody for suicide risk. And this screening is happening in lots of different settings. So my dad's a vet. He gets care at the VA. And, you know, he always tells me when he goes to the cardiologist or somewhere that maybe he doesn't expect to be asked and he's asked. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. Because we really need, you know, even folks who maybe don't see this as being their job to really be asking. And there are a number of folks who won't kind of talk about suicide and their own risk unless we ask them. One of the other things I do want to highlight that we do is we have a national consult service. And this national consult service is for providers. It's for providers that are in VA, but it's also for providers outside of VA and outside of VA working with veterans. So this national consult service is available to talk about specific cases or to talk about how to better set up services within your center to meet the needs of veterans and others regarding best practices for suicide prevention. The other thing that I want to highlight is the idea of postvention. Memorial Day, we often spend time thinking about people that we've lost and people that we've lost to suicide. And we don't sometimes think about postvention, which is kind of how do you process the loss? How do you really work through the loss as an individual, as a community, and that's a super important part of suicide prevention. And we have lots and lots of resources on our website, videos, tools, information about postvention, and really making sure that folks who have lost individuals to suicide are doing the work that they need to do to take care of themselves and the people around them to prevent future suicide.
So Dr. Brenner, I wanted to ask you how you would suggest addressing the fact that sometimes it's hard to know that an individual, and particularly a veteran, might be struggling with mental health issues, that they might feel depressed, and they might be even contemplating suicide. What tips do you have on how to make sure that those individuals are receiving the support that they need from their friends and family?
Well, one thing I think that can be really helpful is finding words and having words ready to kind of be prepared to ask. If we don't ask, they're not going to talk about it. And by showing somebody that you're willing to ask and that you're prepared to ask and that you're willing to kind of sit through a hard conversation about it, that already tells people that you can handle it, that you don't have stigma about it yourself necessarily, and that you're open to the conversation. So there's lots of resources on the internet and other places about kind of how do you just ask people? How do you ask the question? One other resource that's available to individuals, it's called SAVE, and it's VA Suicide Prevention Gatekeeper Training. If individuals search SAVE VA Gatekeeper, they can find it online. And this is a free resource to individuals, anybody. And what it really does is it allows opportunities to practice and find the right words. And it also gives a lot of information about myths and disinformation, specific risk factors and warning signs for suicide. And really, you know, as SAVE would be, it's like signs of suicide, asking about suicide, validating feelings, encouraging help, and expediting treatment. And that's what SAVE with stands for. And this idea that you have this prepared ahead of time, you know how to encourage help, you know how to expedite treatment, you've got the right words already, you're not trying to make up the words as you go in the crisis, and that this is available online for free. And we really encourage folks to do this kind of work ahead of time. It doesn't take very long. There's shorter versions, longer versions, but doing this resource searching ahead of time for the right words and the right ways to help people find help can save lives.
Wishing listeners a safe and healthy Memorial Day. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio and KGNU, I'm Hanalee Myers.